Another one of Sly's North Beach running buddies was Billy Preston. At that time, playing organ in the Ray Charles Orchestra, and Sly was a huge Ray Charles fan. Preston and Sly did a lot of recording together up at Coast Recorders there on Bush Street on Knob Hill, including these long unreleased duets.
You not do what I will, that I will. But play the other one slower than that. We'll do that one right now. We don't need to listen to it. Ooh.
The scene was drying up.
Let me have a glass of buttermilk.
The topless grays had ruined Broadway. Nobody cared about the music there anymore. So I was starting to work as a disc jockey on soul radio stations around the Bay Area.
I've been lonely too long. The young rascals are 3 minutes past 4 o'clock at the Firestone Show. This is where it's at.
Plus, across town in the Haight-Ashbury, a lot of people had started taking LSD and were making an entirely different kind of music. Sly was not immune to new ideas, although initially resistant. One of the last groups he recorded for Donahue and Mitchell was one of those new Haight-Ashbury acid rock groups. They called themselves the Great Society. The lead singer was a young lady named Grace Slick. Sly put the band through extreme discipline measures during the recording sessions. The band did something like 160 takes, but this was the original recording of the song that Grace Slick would take when she went to the Jefferson Airplane the next year and turned into a top 10 hit. This is the North Beach version. Somebody to Love.
S-T-O-N-E, soulful and you can see.
Slide.
Sly Stone increasingly began to rely on his broadcast career for his professional ambitions. Donahue and Mitchell ran out of money, and Autumn Records was finished early in 1966. They ran through a lot of money, took a lot of drugs, lost a lot of it at the racetrack. But hey, that's the way it is. A lot of these unreleased tapes could be found on an English CD produced by Alec Palau, the great tape archivist who lives in the East Bay. Precious Stone in the studio with Sly Stone, 1963 to 1965, for Ace Records, and that's where most of these Autumn recordings are coming from. Sly had enough clout left with Coast Recorders owner Leo Degar Kalka to get a little time on spec. And sometime in the middle of 1966, he brought a group of musicians in to record some tracks. The band would eventually become Sly and the Family Stone. Back in 1966, he was just a young guy trying out a new idea. These were the first recording sessions by Sly and the Family Stone, with a song of his called I Ain't Got Nobody. This is Joel Selvin. I'll leave you with that one. Good night.
Don't pay me no mind. Let me tell you what I'm trying to find. A girl who's for real all the time. She don't have to wear a wig. She don't have to be too big in any given community. As long as she loves me, I ain't got nobody. In this world, for real is all she has to be. Reality is all she has to see. Love is all she has to need. Me is all she has to feed. Life is all she has to live. And love is all she has to give.